Boy, we're lucky because we have the Bryce Wilson Show on the schedule, and Bryce Wilson happens to be here.
Yeah, guys. That's good to great. See you.
Yeah, good to see you,
thank
too.
You.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just an interesting time. I did look at the 10-day forecast, mm-hmm. and since we're kind of tied to the weather, let's just talk about it. Looks like state cross country will be at least in the mid-50s.
Well.
And no freezing overnight even, so I think we should be good. That is going to not happen this Saturday, but next Saturday we'll be at Rebecca Farm. We're setting up today, John. So if you drive by Rebecca Farm, you're going to see a bunch of black and orange flagging because they flag 1.5 miles of that course.
Wow.
And it's, you got to do double flagging. So it's on each side of that course. We double mm-hmm. flag it.
And it's two times around?
Two times around. Three. It's actually, it's a 5K, so it's just over 3 miles.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And so then we'll also go back out there, and we have fencing that we'll put out. So we, during the finish line, everybody likes to crowd the finish line, so mm-hmm. we move them back about 5 yards on each side mm-hmm. so that there's room so everybody can see, because when you're farther back, you get to see what the runners are running a little bit better. And then we'll have a awards area and have that all blocked off. And it's going to be great. We have probably about 30 volunteers right now. That doesn't include all of the Flathead cheerleaders will be there helping out throughout the day. And they'll be helping several areas that are helping out with parking. And I always tell them, let's get the bossy ones for that. you have to stand your ground when you're doing that parking.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll run right over you. And at least we've got a couple of gals that will, you know, no, you're stopping and you're parking here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to try to put the handicap parking in the front row. Again, you know, it is a cross country meet, so it's still a walk. So mm-hmm. really there's no drop off area. So that's the one, but there's no cross country course in America really that has a place for handicap to get there easily. So
how many runners you expect in?
You know, it's going to be, you know, anywhere between 800 and 1,000 is my guess. There's 8 races, and I always figure about 100 per race. Mm-hmm. Now that boys B is the one I always gives me nightmares, because there can be up to 180 kids in that race alone.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I say, you know, we have 8 races, you know, a good safe bet's 800, but likely we'll have maybe just over 1,000.
So they're going to run heats.
Yeah. Final heat. So it's a final, everyone's a final. And
oh, every race is a final.
Yeah. So what you have is 8 classes. So you have boys, double A, well, it's going to start out with C boys, double A boys, then it goes C girls, double A girls, and then the afternoon we have A and B schools.
Okay.
So, it starts off at 11 o'clock for that C. The double A races, I'm telling you, John, you know, the competitiveness, as we've talked about in the past, is just so, it's no longer, you know, pace yourself and sprint at the end. Mm-hmm. I feel like the whole thing's a sprint anymore. They just, man, they get after it. They run so fast. It is a slow course, considering, because it is on true grass, and it just absorbs the energy a little bit more than if they were on a golf course when it's that, you know, basically turf.
Yeah.
You can run faster. So there is a little bit of complaints about that sometimes, is that it's a slow course, but it's a fair course because everybody's running on the same thing. And it's a true cross-country course, if you will.
Probably going to have some photo finishes in the AA side.
Yeah, the AA girls, boy, that is have the 3-camera system ready, because it is going to be close.
Wow.
Yeah, there's about 6 to 8 girls, I'm told, that any given day they could win it. So, and there's 2 freshmen that are going neck and neck, and they've been back and forth, I believe, from Bozeman and Glacier. That have really been at the top there. You know, and our kids have been running well. They ran well yesterday. We had Glacier had their invite out there, and so our kids ran really well. So they should be feeling pretty confident about going out there and competing. They know the course. They've been running on it. I think we've been out there 9 years, John.
Has it really been that long?
It's a long time now, and it's, you know, I just feel so blessed again and grateful for all those folks at Rebecca Farm. They are just so, so accommodating, so nice. You know, it's all started with Sarah and her commitment to cross country. And I can't give the Broussard family enough credit for what they've done, but Sarah is definitely was the first person that I talked with and has been so kind. And then, you know, they have the different people right now. We work with Kathy, who is the one that really gets everything coordinated. And she's just amazing as well. And they're just, you know, this year they don't have to use their rotary plow for us. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the time, you know, 2020, they used their rotary plow and plowed that 1.5 miles. And the start line, which is 100 yards by 60 yards. I mean, it's a huge area. And they plowed the whole thing.
So help us. Most of us are familiar with AA and A and B schools because we have them around here.
Yeah.
What about C? What's a good example?
You know, you've got like some place like I grew up in Gardner, Montana. Mm-hmm. So that's a Class C school.
Okay.
So pretty small schools that, you know, there's some that have a full team, that but they do only count three runners for their state championship. Whereas if you are in B, A, or AA, you have to have five runners to count as a team. So it's a little different. They can have seven, I believe, on the team, but they only count three that finish. A different change this year also is the time, the qualifying time. We reduced it to 25 for boys, and the girls' time is 30 minutes. So they had to meet that sometime during the year. And up until this year, it was 30 and 35. Just to kind of make sure that, you know, hey, we want this to be a competitive race. But yeah, those C schools, you'll have anywhere from one kid running to seven.
Hmm.
And it's fun to see because, you know, some of those schools, it might be half the student body that's here running. And so, and they come, as you know, they come from every nook and cranny of Montana to get here. Some will start at least the day before.
You know, some of those schools in eastern Montana have some Native American runners, and they run like the wind.
Yes, yes.
Don't,
and
just as it's a C school, doesn't think, it, don't
no,
think.
No, no, there can, sometimes the C schools can have the fastest time of anybody there.
Yeah.
So it is a competitive throughout the state. And, you know, in 2020, we actually had some teams that opted not to run, as you remember, obviously the COVID situation.
Yeah.
But now we'll have everybody back. And so it's about 120 schools will be participating and looking forward to it. And we'll assign them all the things we do before. We assign them alleys that's randomly selected. And it's wow, quite the deal. You know, like I said, we're setting up today. Dan Hodge will paint the line. Jesse Rumsey actually sets the course up with her crew. She's got her crew going with it. She's got it all dialed in. I'll be bringing out the fencing at some point, either this week or early next week, so that we can, like I talk about, those areas where that we need to have a little bit more security to get people more better views, really. It's to help people out. They don't always think we're helping them out, but
and of course it prevents shortcuts.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts on this course because that it's always double flagged. When Flathead, when we've done it, we've always double flagged it now. And you know, when we first hosted in 2016, it was great because the AA ADs came up and we double flagged that course and they went, whoa, we're going to have to step up our game because there's a lot of courses that don't double flag. I mean, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of man hours and, you know, but we've got it down. We'll actually be able to take it down within an hour of the race.
Really?
We have got it a system in place that we've got reels that we reel them back up on and drive along the course and we reel them up as we drive along it and do two at a time. Get this, and we have obviously every 30 feet you have a stake too that you put in the ground, so you know there's a lot that goes into it. You know, and we'll have
who is the crew that did all of this work?
The crew, we usually have so Jesse Rumsey and then maybe a couple of her assistant coaches and then usually maybe a couple teachers, so about a crew of five.
Keeps them all out of the pool hall for a while.
Yeah, they'll be done by about noon, but we'll have some other little things that we'll have to take care of today, like I talked about that fencing, get that up there, and we'll put the initial setup today, but that's not to say that later we won't go back and do some more.
Cross country, I'm sorry, cross town.
Crosstown.
Last Thursday night. Boy, the Braves looked good in the first half.
Boy, they did.
Boy, did they. I mean, and that is one heck of a Glacier Wolfpack team.
Yeah, they have some really, really talented kids there. And I was very proud of our kids, especially, you know, we got on the board first. Mm-hmm. And even at halftime, that 14-6, we had a chance maybe that we could have even scored again. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of what the Braves and how hard they played. Mm-hmm. You've got some of those kids that are really kind of outmatched, if you will. Yeah. But they had heart and played very hard.
Yeah. Second half, that was where things, well, you know, this Ironman football thing at this level, I just don't see how they can possibly do it.
But believe it or not, there were some kids on the other side that had the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. There, wow. Every AA school has at least several kids that is on mm-hmm. both sides of the ball. Helena, down at Helena, there was definitely a good portion of theirs that were on mm-hmm. both sides too. So, it you know, we are thin. There's no question. Mainly, you know, if we get injuries, that's where the big problem comes, because we do have to have some kids come in and play that haven't. But, you know, I'm just been impressed with how much improvement there's been. You know, to keep that game, you know, we had the Sentinel game where really we should have been a little bit closer. That should have been a little closer game. I've watched every one of them. I've been to every game this year. We're playing better, and it sometimes it doesn't show on the scoreboard, but they are competing, play in mm-hmm. and play out. And that's the difference that I'm seeing. And they know what to do. They've been coached up. The coaches and the players have worked incredibly amount of time. I would say, you know, and it doesn't always show on the scoreboard, but we may put in more time than any other AA school. And that's just mm-hmm. they know their assignments, and they're learning that it takes a lot of time to be good at this sport mm-hmm. and at that level. So, you know, again, I'm very proud of the fact that they're playing hard. They know what to do. They've been coached well, and there's been improvement.
Senior night's coming up.
Yes. Yep. Tomorrow night's senior night. We'll recognize those folks at 6:30. We have our cheerleaders. They rotate between volleyball and football. It's their year to go with football this year. So we'll recognize the senior cheerleaders and all of the football players and manager that has been put all that time in that I talk about.
How many seniors? I forgot.
Wow. Put me on the spot. I don't know exactly off the top. It's around 15. Mm-hmm. Is right around.
So we're going to lose 15.
Yeah, and that's a typical senior class. Yeah. I mean, what hurts us right now is our junior class is a little low. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are building numbers. I think people out there need to know that we have 45 on our Froshmore team. So that team has had some success, and they've been playing well, and they're tough. And a lot of those kids would not have played. They wouldn't have stepped, you know, on the varsity field at all. They may play a special team here and there. Mm-hmm. But really, they're just freshman kids, and they're competing. And, you know, we've got some work to do there, but we've got a good group of kids to work with.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, here's something that you didn't hear about. So Bozeman, Montana State, has kind of a battle of the bands, if you will. It's a marching band contest. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets recognized, but Glacier and Flathead High School, both bands went all the way down. It was the last minute busing phenomena that we got through to do it. But we did. And I just, you know, we've been sending ours for several years. Glacier was the first year they sent theirs. It's such a phenomenal time, because not only do they perform, but there's about 9 bands that perform down there. So you perform, but you get to watch what other high school bands are doing. And then, of course, the Montana State band also performs and shows you what they can do. Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about something that's very inspirational for our music folks. That's it. That definitely is something that is really special. So I'm just so glad that both schools were able to make it down there and participate in that. What a great event for them. You were talking about cross towns. We had volleyball Tuesday night. Girls played well. We just didn't quite have enough to overcome. Glacier is the number one team on our side. The East, though, John, I don't know if we're any going to be stacked up with the East very well. They are really loaded over there.
Wow.
And then, you know, we ran on Rebecca Farm for the Glacier invite, and that was kind of a cross town, if you will. And then today, starting at 2 o'clock, we have JV soccer down at Legends. 4 o'clock JV soccer switches to varsity boys at 6. Again, senior night tonight for soccer. They'll be out there between games, so roughly right around 7:45. And then 8 o'clock, the girls' game will tip off. So a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening between Flathead and Glacier. And, you know, it's been fun to watch. And it'll be fun tonight because the girls' game, the winner gets to host Crosstown probably next Tuesday night with soccer. We matched up. It looks like almost it's 90% chance, if not 95% chance, that we'll play each other next Tuesday in the first round of playoffs.
All right.
And the winner of that would go to see Bozeman. And my last outcry of, again, you heard a little bit during the show here, bus drivers. Folks, if anybody wants to, you know, just take one trip a day or one trip on a Friday a week, I would love you. That would be fantastic. We just need some people with CDLs and have the, obviously the passenger endorsement. A lot of the companies out there will help you get that. Call Treasure State, call Kalispell School District if you'd like to do those things. It's really at a crisis mode. We had a meeting yesterday. I'm not sure what we're going to do for winter. It's going to be an issue. And we'll have to try to figure that out as we work through the season.
All right. You make it easy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You bet. Bryce Wilson, thanks so much.